Feeling good starts with having fun. And that starts with a Nelly in the Club on 947.
Listen to me when I tell you that a survey found that 15% of breakups can be directly traced to the mother-in-law of the boyfriend or the husband's mom.
Really?
15%.
You know what? I almost want to say it's higher.
Really?
Yeah. I can totally believe that.
But you're not dating the mom, you're dating your man.
Yes, but you know how men are, right? Yeah. We'll pick the mom's side first. You know, that this is a thing that happens. And now you're sort of stuck in between your man and his mom. Mm. And the mom is always interfering. How many relationships have you seen people go through that happens? I'm sure it happens
maybe
all the time.
Maybe I'm just optimistic that obviously all moms want for their sons to find someone and settle down with them.
Yeah, but
so that they can die in peace.
No, moms want to find the people that they think is the right person. Because that's where the issue starts. Your son brings home someone, and then you go, I don't really like this girl. I don't like this guy, whatever.
So I'm looking for the 15%, but Frankie says that there should be more.
I think it's more.
You think it should be 35%?
I think if you asked the ladies of Johannesburg to tell you about relationships that died because of the mother-in-law, be it boyfriend or husband, I think you'll be surprised at the stories.
So that's exactly how I'm going to ask it then. Has a relationship died of yours because of the mother-in-law?
Yes.
Oh, I hope no one calls.
No. What do you mean? No, there's going to totally be people.
011-8838-947. You can stay anonymous, you know, in case you're still trying to get back in there. Who knows?
Or you're milking the trust fund, whichever way it's
going. Whichever way, the alimony, you know what I'm saying? 011-8838-947. Reader's Digest says 15% of breakups can be directly linked to the mother-in-law of the boyfriend or the husband.
Mm.
I feel like this is...
too high.
Yeah.
You don't think it's true?
No.
I think it's true.
Maybe I'm also operating on the fact that I always get along with my man's, like, mom's.
Right.
But maybe that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Is it different for you?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. Tell us about her. You can call her a witch if you want.
The most fun way to wake up in Joburg.
Anele and the Club.
On 947.
15% of relationships can be directly, well, the demise of the relationship can be directly linked to the mother-in-law.
I say it's probably higher.
I'm just like, no, guys. People are adults out there. Surely they should be able to navigate these things.
Women in Joburg have been suffering.
Well, Shelly has been suffering. She says her mother-in-law is Satan. Shelly?
Morning, guys. How
morning.
Are you?
Morning.
We're good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Tell us about her.
My mother-in-law is very involved. Has been from day one. So she has the thing of asking me if I'm jealous of her and her son's relationship, which is quite disturbing because if mine was the same as hers, it would be incestuous.
Yeah.
And if I didn't stop her from wearing her white or ivory dress to my wedding, she would have looked exactly like me.
What? She wanted to wear white to your wedding?
She wanted to. I had to stop her.
Why isn't your husband not stopping her?
Anele?
Yes. Shelly? No, Shelly needs to come back.
It's an opportune moment for Shelly to disappear.
No, because why isn't her husband
Did you not hear her saying, Anele?
What? Like, what? No, it's your husband's job to make sure that your mom backs off.
Yeah, this is what I said to you. I think, yes, I agree.
In the ideal world.
In the ideal world, but I don't think that always happens.
Please get Shelly back. I definitely want to know why her husband's not stopping it. Robbie?
Hello.
Yes, Robbie, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, and yourself?
We're great. Why does your boyfriend's mom give you hell?
She gives me hell because she keeps telling me to lose weight. Oh. Not the perfect daughter-in-law that she would like in the future. Mm. It's really a nightmare.
She's trying to get rid of you.
She's trying to get rid of me.
Is there somebody else that she has earmarked for the job?
Yes, definitely.
Really? Is it
Do
the
you
ex?
Know the other person?
No. I don't know the other person, but I don't measure up in her eyes.
Uh-huh. This happens.
And what does your boyfriend say?
He loves me and he doesn't see it. Obviously, you know, mommy's boy.
You see? You see now.
But wait, if you say to your boyfriend, your mother told me to lose weight, what does he say?
Oh, he knows about it. She passes the comments in front of him. And he just keeps quiet.
Oh, God.
Oh, my word.
Robbie, have you been able to pinpoint when this started? Or was it just...
We've been dating for quite a while, so probably the last couple months of my relationship.
Oh, really?
What's quite a while?
3 years.
Okay. Sorry about it, Robs.
It's okay. Don't worry. We live. Move.
Yes, maybe move cities. I always think that's the best thing to do. So then you see her 4 times a year.
Yeah, just say to the mom, you want to see, I'll take your man.
Yeah, take the man. Move to Durban. That's what I would do.
Exactly. Gone.
Shaylee, you're back. What does your husband say about your Satan mom-in-law?
He doesn't see it.
See, men are blind.
He says that I am over-exaggerating.
Do you guys live in the same city?
You're mentioning to move city.
Yes.
It doesn't help. Mine lives overseas.
She lives overseas.
She lives overseas and she controls our step by step on a daily basis.
No, but how?
But he allows it.
Yeah, I was about to say it's your man's fault, babe.
Oh.
No, it's 100%. And it's probably mine for not putting my foot down in the beginning. Great job.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Do you know of another woman that she likes for your husband?
Yes.
Yes. He wants his ex-girlfriend back. 100%.
Oh.
His ex-girlfriend.
I've never judged up to her standards, apparently.
But you guys are married now.
Yep.
Do you have children? Did you give her grandkids?
We have one.
And what is she like with the child?
Well, she thinks
she's
his mother, clearly.
Oh, wow. Shady,
yeah, no, April. I must just tell you, when I tell you she's Satan, I'm not lying.
No, you are totally correct. She is actually...
That movie monster-in-law has nothing on my mother-in-law.
What?
Nothing.
She's like season 3 of Lucifer, evidently. There's no doubt about it.
The most fun way to wake up in Joburg.
Anele and the Club.
On 947.
The Reader's Digest say 15% of breakups can be directly linked to the mother-in-law.
You say this shocks you. I say it's higher.
I think another thing that shocks is that it's always the guy's mom. No one is calling, none of the men are calling in to be like, my mother-in-law doesn't like me.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why that is.
I don't know why that is either. I've been in relationships where the mother-in-law
was dreadful to you.
Yeah. It obviously is very difficult.
I just think it's so much effort.
What, for the mother-in-law?
Yes. Like, now you wake up to make someone else miserable.
You're thinking of the future of your son. Your only son, your grown baby.
You marry him then. Chini.
I absolutely agree with the survey. Me and my husband almost broke up a week before the wedding because of my mother-in-law that time. I definitely agree.
I don't just think it's mothers-in-law. I think it's just in-laws in general that cause a lot of conflict and problems in a relationship.
I've never experienced it, so no, I won't agree with the 15%.
I do agree that the biggest fights do occur with the mother-in-law. My mom is a bit of a very difficult person. She does give my wife a very hard time, especially now having kids as well. Yeah.